Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me in no particular order are the players and their level 5 characters. Caleb.
Hello, I'm playing Kaito Itata. I'm a Warforged Barbarian level 5.
Brayden.
Hey, I'm Brayden. I'm playing Beleg Dagar, half-elf Hexblade Warlock, also level 5.
Brandon.
Hey, I'm Brandon. I'm playing Ikaruk Poonschley. I'm a Bloodhunter, half-orc, level 5.
Tomo.
Hey, I'm Tomo. I'm playing Steve Tellyman, a level 5 Gloomstalker Ranger Boy.
P.S. We have a badger.
Krizblick.
Oh, Krizblick.
Okay, I'm going to try and do a quick little recap for you guys. You were imprisoned, and you escaped from a fortress in the forest. There was some glimpse of a ceremony or ritual. Moments later after your escape, you three joined with this mysterious half-elf, Beleg. This fellow Bartio, who you also escaped with, gets killed, and you flee down the river to Lot Murrow, this strange walled town alongside this river. Knoll's attack. And along with some town's guards, you flee through this castle. There's quite a large battle. There's a man named Telchain with his face melted off. He's the lord of the town. The town is burned, and you make haste away on a gnome's sailboat to this smuggler's island of Bool, where it turns out there is a small stash of gold in a cave just teeming with kobolds and badger, which you rescued, actually. Then you leave this island. You go to another island, Chintadu, where the end result was, curiously, again, fire and chaos. Then you left that place. You were now located in the Len Sea. You put out to sea. And there, Beleg revealed that he was part of this plot that left you guys, you know, hoodwinked and missing a month of your memory. On you go to the free city of Polb in the free state of Match, where you all remembered last you were abducted. Right away, you were actually attacked by brigands on the docks, and there was carnage on the South Polb docks. After a spectacular battle here, Stolas, the poncho boy Steve's owl messenger, indicates that you were being tracked, and you set your vessel ablaze in the harbor, and you tracked this fellow to a daily execution, where there was again carnage. Throughout this, you'd retrace steps to a certain hotel and inn or restaurant, the White Chain. It was closed, and after this battle, you invited the mayor of this town and his administrator to meet with you. You were offered gold and titles to leave the city. Instead, you abducted the administrator, infiltrated the castle and his chambers, and indeed confirmed suspicions that Polb was corrupt, something was up. Rook's looking for a missing family member. Golems and spirits and moon masks all start to kind of reveal themselves in the clues in this castle, but not before a quartermaster and soldiers challenged you guys. You then challenged back this quartermaster, the same one from the Battle of Polb Plaza, duel to the death, where Ikaruk Poonschley, with the half-orc bloodhunter, beheaded his foe, only to find an imposter under the armor. Actual guy was found and killed. Back at the new owner's building, the White Chain, the imprisoned administrator had escaped during the duel, but not without leaving a formidable elemental guardian to deal with. Finally, as the party of four was separated, with only three engaging this fearsome otherworldly opponent, the half-orc. Hours earlier, victorious in battle, was assailed and overcome by a dozen men intent on seeing blood. And so as the half-elf and half-bald warlock, ranger boy, and ancient hulking construct, Kaitoa assessed the curious outcome of the just concluded encounter, the half-orc is knocked unconscious. And that, folks, is where we'll pick up.
Yeah, brother.
Nice.
Hey, if Rook was a part of our party, would you go and find him? Because I know I would.
The show is yours, players. Welcome to Dungeons and Blackguards, the continuation.
Okay. Where is that entitled piece of crap Rook?
So we're just like still heavy breathing.
Yeah,
we're killing this fucking thing. We're all. I think did we get bashed around? I know. I think Steve caught a bit of it, but yeah. Where the hell is Rook?
Last thing I heard was he was headed to his quartermaster's chamber, and I saw him strutting out the door, pretty content with himself.
Well, I'll tell you what Steve can do. I can, if he's within 5 miles, and I assume the quartermaster's house.
Yeah, I think it's a mile down the road.
Okay. I am going to do my fine humanoid, and I am going to focus on Rook in particular.
Let's nanny cam his ass.
I want to see where he is. Is he at the quartermaster's?
In the meantime, I'm going to knit.
So within a minute then, as Kaitoa... What you knitting, Kaitoa?
I'm going to knit Rook a little tutu.
Very optimistic that he'll wear that. Okay, so Steve, you have a ping. You've traveled with this half-orc far and wide. It's not hard. He is at the quartermaster's barracks, where at least one of or two of you knew he would. All of you, knew he was heading there.
Oh, he's sleeping. We're fighting this thing over here, and he's sleeping.
Send Solas. Let's catch him in the act.
Let's.
What's he? What is his? What is the condition of the condition that he's in?
Well, my condition was in. This is a tough one. Now, your track humanoids, I think it tells you quite a bit. You'd be thinking he was sleeping. You seem to be thinking that.
Yeah, so...
I can tell you, he's lying down.
Is he... Okay. What other humanoids are around him? Is he by himself?
Man, this is where it gets tricky. As you pinpoint him, you know, in the map of your mind, Steve, he is closely surrounded by other humanoids.
Ah. What are they doing?
Is Steve telling us this out loud, or does Steve just know this himself?
I think when I'm in this ward thing, I'm not responsive.
Yeah, you're just like eyes rolled back in your head.
Yeah, you're like almost like sitting down, pulling knees in, rocking slightly.
Now it's kind of tough, Steve, because as you sort of try and gauge what they're doing, maybe it seems like they're exchanging words in this moment that you're pinging in.
Okay. Hey, Bellic, I know he's there. We should just head over there. Let's wake Steve up.
Yeah, I mean, if I can't get any more information from the humans, so I know that there's a number. How many around him?
You count, including Rook, a dozen.
Okay. Okay, I pop out, and I let everyone know. He's at the quartermaster's. He's asleep, but there's 12 other people in the room with him. Yeah, he's asleep. He's not conscious.
Well, Kaitoi instantly recognizes that Rook asleep is normal, but Rook does not sleep with 12 people around him. So I am booking down the stairs.
Belleg is notably worried about where the fuck Nafri is and definitely brings that up, but is following you guys to see Rook.
Yeah, Nafri's gone.
Yeah, we'll find his melted face at some point.
As the half-elf notes his concern about the other, you know, sort of key events going on with the party today, you guys take off down through the White Chain. Okay, Rook, we're going to switch over to you real quick.
Yo.
Yo, yo, yo. E-Rook.
E-Rook, what up?
Be in the house.
Yo.
Although you were knocked with the butt of some blunt weapon, your orc resilience here is sort of allowing you to realize as you're picked up and you seem to be being dragged, back towards the entrance of the quartermaster's, you know, barracks and the training area and this small guard room. And crowds all around, though, have taken note of the battle against this dozen assailants. And it is blurry and it is dark, but Rook, you just now see candlelight and torches as you pass in to the front entrance here of the quartermaster's barracks, and the sound of crowds and a couple of loud voices fill your ears, but you are held.
Yeah, I'm gonna play possum and see if there's not a better opportunity to, I guess, take advantage of, but yeah, definitely playing possum at this point.
Okay, so as you play possum here for a minute and go limp, it seems like the next time that you're able to shake off the fogginess and the haze, you are now definitely in a room. Not the courtyard, not the guards' entrance that you were brought in moments ago. You now do not hear the sound of people or crowds outside. It's quite quiet now, and as your eyes adjust and open to the small claustrophobic room here, you see, you know, these same roughly 10 men, although where before they all had swords, one is now walking up to you, brandishing a long axe. You are held down by two of these men on your upper torso, and your legs are bound.
Well, I mean, there's not much I can do, really.
All right, Rook. I'm going to crack my yellow dog, play dead. Cheers, buddy.
Yeah, cheers.
And let's go back to the other chat.
Okay.
All right.
What's the insignia on his chest? Well.
Okay, gang. Rook and I just cracked our matching themed beers for this evening.
And they are?
I don't think we can go that far.
Mystery beer.
Is that numbskull?
Anyways, party as you dash.
Dead guy ale by Rogue.
Yeah, Rogue dead guy ale.
You got one word correct.
God damn it.
You got one word correct. Party of three as you dash downstairs here. The White Chain has been closed up for the evening. There's no signs of your workers and your staff.
Steve exits through the
through the top window.
Okay, you're going building roof jumping?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Kaitoa, Beleg, as you run along the streets, are you simply, like you did before, making south along South Main Street to the quartermaster's barracks?
I'm following Kaitoa.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure the door closes. I'm grabbing Crisplick, and we're fucking running down the road, because I'm not gonna be stealthy about this.
Okay, as Steve, then you would now be seeing them down below you as they hook a left going over that small canal to the quartermaster's barracks. And we'll give you guys a little map here. Yeah. How far are you going to try and go on the roofs there, Stevie boy?
The entire way.
I'd like to snap my fingers and look like Ruck.
Yeah, good call.
That's pretty awesome.
Okay, so on the way, Beleg, you have snapped your fingers. You've turned into how Rook looked last.
Rook looks like an Beleg looks like an unconscious Rook on the floor. not intimidating.
Even though his eyes are open, the image is that the eyes are closed, so it looks super weird.
Oh, man. So Steve, as you jump along the buildings, you are going to have to at some point get over that canal, which is roughly 14 feet. Beleg and Kaitoa, you're just crossing the little bridge. You're now in the market, the merchant's ward, and just steps away from the quartermaster's barracks where Steve last pinged in on your buddy Rook.
I want to slow down and kind of survey the street ahead before rushing up to the front door.
Okay, you're surveying the street around. Roll a quick perception. Steve, have you made it over the canal there? Are you back on rooftops?
Yeah, I would like to use a thrown grappling hook.
Okay, roll a quick either acrobatics or athletics.
Okay.
I got a non-natural 20.
Oh, okay.
Let's get my dice. Hello, nice dice. Oh, shit, that's a natural 20. I'm going to start the night off.
You guys are coming out strong. A non-natural 20 and a 20? And a natty 20?
Yep, a natty 20.
Okay.
That's awesome. Fucking.
We got to find Bubba.
I've been kind of practicing the throne concept of not just daggers, but also the grappling hook. So as I leave the end of one of the buildings, toss the grappling hook, attach it to get it snagged on, I don't know, the rooftop of a building nearby, and swing my way over to the side of the next building. Clearing the water.
Nice. Just in the lamplight here, probably you're like a shadow between buildings over the canal.
Yeah.
Kaitoa, as you look down the street, there are crowds parting, and it seems like some people are running towards you guys, whereas others are sort of crowding around. So there's a commotion from which some people are fleeing and others are, you know, captivated by.
How tall is the building?
Yeah, so like most of the main streets of Polb, you're looking at, you know, well-built 2 to 3-story buildings mostly. And the second and third floor often, you know, tapers off into, what would you call it there, eaves and gable rooftops. Okay, so Beleg, Kaitoa, just you two walk along the street. Crowds now running past you. Beleg, can you roll a... Are you trying to make it to the quartermaster's barracks unseen? Because I'll tell you, you are starting to get some looks from the crowd fleeing.
Is that the new quartermaster?
I don't think I'm really thinking about it.
Then as people rush past you, a couple of them do a double take. Kaitoa, you rolled a great 20, so you're definitely noticing as well that as Beleg and you stride forward, a lot of attention on him, and as you approach the quartermaster's barracks, to answer your question, it's a collection of about kind of five buildings with two courtyards, and as you guys turn the corner, there is a crowd of about two dozen people staring at the bodies of two guards. One looks like it's been immolated, and these two guards' bodies are being dragged back into the quartermaster's, main entrance. There's a huge stain of blood going back from the street. Kaito and Beleg, you would be seeing this right as you come around the corner. You've not been seen yet because you are sort of behind all the crowds. And then Steve, if you're coming along and in lockstep with them, we can imagine that you're looking down at this scene.
Is this a square, or is this a building that I can see these two bodies here?
Right. As you stand outside, guys, you are essentially in front of the outer buildings of the barracks.
Okay.
Because, Steve, you would see the top layout, wouldn't you?
Well, what Steve wants to do, and I'm messaging this to both Beleg and Kaitoa when I can, using my message skill, is that I'm going to tell them that I am finding a route in through from above, and I'll be able to, if we need to do anything inside, I can attack, like an ambush style attack if needed. I'm breaking in, so to speak.
Okay. Okay, so what did you ask, bud?
The guy who just slayed those two guards lying dead. Can we see any, like, marking, insignia, like what type of armor, any, like, branding?
There is the familiar look of the soldiers of Polb, you know, the city guard. They don't look unique in any way, other than perhaps they're neither captain nor lieutenant. They're lowly soldiers and guards.
Well, Beleg, shall we?
We shall.
All right, so you're behind me. There's a guard in front of me. It's me, you, and Chris Blake, a guard, and two dead bodies. It looks like he just killed them.
There's definitely some shit that's gone down, which makes me worry that Rook is not asleep on his own accord.
Beleg, do you want to approach his Rook, and we'll see how this guy reacts, and then we'll go from there?
Oh.
Yep.
I think this guy's trying to either stop people from getting in, but we might fuck with him if Rook walks up. He might run inside and be like, Rook's outside! And they might stop what they're doing.
I'm into it.
Like, maybe they won't kill the guy inside because maybe Rook's outside. Come on, bitches, I'm out here. Come and get me. And, like, you can draw them all outside.
As you guys talk about your plan, you will either do something or roll stealth.
Steve, roll stealth.
Beleg just tries to push past the guys.
Beleg's going up.
Where's the quartermaster?
Roll initiative. The first eyes on you, Kaitoa and Beleg, are this one guard with a longsword, and he is backing in, you know, with these two bodies that a couple other guards, you know, you note were helping him with, are dragged in through the entrance here. The crowd, who was shocked, is now terrified, and they're running away as this fellow with a long sword is looking right at you, Beleg, as he shouts what he shouted, and the crowd now as well is screaming.
I got an 18.
I rolled a 19 plus 2, I think, so 21.
Beleg, 21. Steve?
Christ. Okay, well, you want me to tell you my stealth first?
Yeah, what was your stealth?
It was 15.
Okay.
I rolled another natty 20.
Oh, nice.
My initiative.
Okay. Steve then as all that happens, you have not been seen. And as the crowds sort of, you know, move past and you see, you know, Kaitoa and Beleg in the disguise of Rook, the crowd just passes past you.
Okay. And that's an open doorway right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so as he retreats back, he will be very soon out of upward angle dagger throwing range.
And then he's got a little, there's a little buddy right behind him too.
It appears there's at least three of these soldiers still dragging away the bodies of two of their brethren, and this one fellow with the long sword standing at the door, and it looks like about to engage with Beleg as Rook and Kaitoa with Badger.
And from what I can tell so far of that building, that the top is not connected to the bottom, then, is what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. These guys are going to eat some daggers, then.
And, Rook, can you also roll?
So, initiative, I got a 16.
Yes, sir.
16.
Yeah.
Before I do that, fuck it. I roll Stolas' initiative.
It's oh, yeah, what'd the owl get?
A one.
Okay.
The exact opposite. Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to start throwing daggers.
Roll against AC.
Does a 16 hit? First 16 guy?
16 hits.
All right, so 18... Yeah, 18 for the first hit.
Oh, that's damage. Wow.
The second dagger of my main attack is a natural fucking 20.
Well, that's gonna be double damage on
Jesus
that crit.
Jesus Christ. 3 + 4 = 7 + 5 = 12 + 10 = 22.
Oh, this guy is a goner. And Beleg and Kaitoa, you hear the familiar pew pew, and you see this guy's whole cranium just watermelon explode, watermelon scanner style.
That's tight. Fuck that guy. This guy takes attack. It's gonna be a 20, just a 20, non-natural. 3 + 5 = 18.
Okay, so this other fellow, second fellow here with an axe who was dragging a body, is feeling daggers. Was that your last hit?
No, I've got one more. My offhand dagger. Okay, that's not great. I get a 10.
Versus AC.
Versus AC.
In this case, your dagger has probably, you know, chinked off the floor nearby him, as this is an extremely tough angle of attack, Steve.
Okay. Yeah, that's me.
Kaitoa, you're up. The familiar work of Ranger Boy Steve is evident before you, so the longsword guy has just been decimated. And you can clearly see another fellow has avoided one thrown munition, but been hit by another just inside the threshold of the quartermaster's barracks.
Yeah, I'm going to move up on him.
What was your initiative roll, Caleb?
Oh, you beat me. Sorry. Yeah, you were one ahead. I had 18, or 18 plus 1. You had 19 plus 2.
Yeah, I had 21.
Yeah, it's Beleg's turn first.
Fuck, sorry. My B looked exactly like my K. Yeah, B21. B20. K is 18.
Good. Okay, so I can use my bonus action first, right?
Yeah.
Any order.
I'd like to use my bonus action to look for Rook.
Well, let's roll a perception just to kind of give you the benefit of the doubt, maybe.
Well, I Beleg again. A 2 plus 1, it's a 3.
All right. Yeah, it would have been better just to go on hunch. You have a hunch as the crowd, you know, rushes past you, and you're looking at pretty much the barren street here. That unless Rook was with that crowd, He is not out here in your view.
All right. Sorry, I have to slow things down. How many guards are in my view?
Just over Kaitoa's shoulder, you can see one guard within the threshold of the quartermaster's barracks, the guard gate. You would notice the bodies of a couple slain soldiers who were dragged in, so perhaps you can make out the shadow of a second soldier. So one, maybe two, Beleg.
Okay, I'm going to target the soldier that Steve missed. That's the one I can see, right?
Uh-huh.
With two Eldritch Blasts.
Roll them up.
First one is a 4 plus 6. Second one is a 6 plus 6. That's a 12. Fuck.
It didn't sound like either of those hit.
I think you heard correctly.
As your eerie blasts ricochet off inside the you know, this small enclosure. I mean, Kaitoa, you can tell as these things kind of ring around, they did not find their target. Beleg, anything else? I mean, you are approximately, you're about 25 to 30 feet away from this entrance. You are flanked closely by Koto and the Badger. And obviously, Steve is, you know, is on overwatch in your, say, 20-foot radius.
If I recall correctly, I'm sitting at about half hit points right now. So I'm not going to push forward. I'm going to wait for Kaito to keep pushing forward. So I'm going to stay right.
Okay, then. I guess it's on me and the Badger. Leave it to Badge.
Sorry, buddy. I have like 20 hit points.
Everyone loves Badge.
What are you doing?
I'm stomping right over these bodies.
And who are you swinging at? The one here damaged first by Steve-O?
Yep, I'm going for the damaged foe. And I'm going to rage, and I'm going to reckless attack.
Okay.
Sorry, I lost the dice. I'm using Great Weapon Mastery, and so the 14 is my strongest attack for, yeah, attack.
You do not manage to connect with this fellow.
Do I get my second attack if I missed my first one?
You get to attack twice.
Just your fifth level ability? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then hold on. It's a 19.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You cleave right through. It looks like he's got like a padded leather armor and damage.
6 damage.
Whoa. He looks bloodied. He staggers back. I mean, he has been hit by a dagger, maybe up near his collarbone, neck that is protruding out. Kaitoa, you have cloven in with your axe into him. He staggers back, spraying blood.
But doesn't go down.
But does not go down. He seems to kind of slump against the wall. He's still holding on to his axe. So, Stolas, Krizblik? Do we roll for Krizblik?
Oh, yeah, initiative for Krizblik, but I guess she's on my shoulder, so she's jumping at this guy's face as well.
Roll me a Krizblik one real quick.
16.
Oh, perfect.
Tied me.
Yeah, because tied with Rook. Okay, so Krizblik, roll to attack. Roll a d20.
Natural 20.
Oh, nice. Okay, then you can roll 1d6 and 1d4.
That's a 1 to the d6 and a 2, so 3.
I spoke too soon. This guy is finished off by Kaitoa and Krizblik connections.
Mangles him.
Thank God.
As the black and white fury launches at him and just rips out his jugular, he's gone.
And now I'm at disadvantage. Just remember for this next guy.
Indeed.
De-jugulared.
Turds.
That's a wonderful, wonderful verb.
Party, you have cleared this guard booth of,
Oh, Steve, shit.
the one that you could see, and Beleg, the one that you could see is clearly down, but, you know, Kaitoa, as you've dashed in there, it's only you, you know, who are within the 5-foot radius of this other soldier. Steve, you would not have eyes on the second foe.
And would they not see me, like, still weapon ready, like, looking at someone?
Probably. I mean, I think you would just see the back of Kaitoa's, maybe his calf or his back as he goes in there, all the fucking lances and weapons on his back. But anyways, Kaitoa.
Ooh!
That's an advantage. Ah, where'd it go? Gotta play it as it rolls. Sorry, guys.
It's a nat 20 against
Incident. It's Kaizoa.
It hit the table. It hit the table.
Interference.
You're going to take 9 damage, Kaizoa.
Halved.
You're going to take 4 damage, Kaizoa.
I'll take that.
And then so now, Beleg, you would definitely see blows are being traded here, and you hear the clang, the familiar clang of somebody assailing your metal friend.
But do you hear my improved audio quality?
Oh, it's so juicy.
Your voice, it's flinty.
Yes.
Oh, well, this is a great time for everybody to just get cozy as I go with Brandon into the side channel. Hey, buddy.
What's up, Bravo.
Hey. There is a commotion, and although the man closest to you, who seems to be approaching with an axe, is not distracted, about half of the men in this room are looking anxiously towards the exit, and you can now hear swords nearby.
Okay.
Yeah, with your moment here of consciousness, you can definitely feel still restrained by 2 people, 1 on each arm, and your legs are bound. A couple of torchlights light the room, no windows.
So, buddy with axe is not distracted, and the ones holding me down are not distracted?
Correct. And the man with the axe, he is now striding towards you.
Okay, well, I've saved this for this exact moment. I am going to use my final spell slot for my burning hands, which is a 15-foot cone. And each creature within 15 feet must make a dexterity saving throw.
Depending where you want to cast this, you could catch all types of people in this, what is it, area of effect?
15 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, in a cone shape.
Yeah, it looks like you could catch kind of 3 to 4 of these guys. And do they roll against your spell DC?
Oh, they roll against, actually, was it dexterity?
Okay. How many of them do you think you can catch here?
Well, 15 feet, so obviously the guys holding my arms are going to be in there.
Yeah.
The guy wielding the axe who's right near me is going to be in there, too.
I think.
And then
1, 2, 15. Oh, look at that. So, okay, catch about 5 of these guys. Would that make sense, Rook, that at the very edge of these room, these guards who've been distracted towards the ruckus and the sound of swords outside. But yeah, essentially all the people who've remained in the room, holding you down, binding you. Ooh, natty fail. 1.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
19 for one guy.
Yeah.
8 for the other. Ooh. 11 for the other. This is not good. Last one. So only one has rolled kind of high. 5. What's the damage?
So anybody that didn't beat takes 3d6 of fire damage, and even the one who beat it will take half.
Half of the 3d6. Okay, so line up your 3d6.
So I've only got 2, so I'll roll. So 1 is a 4, the other is a 6, or a 2. There's 6 total right there. The next one is a, let's see here, 6. So 12 total.
as you, I suppose you need your hands to cast this, but you're going to affect everybody here in the room. And so how, I guess, does it hit the guys holding your arm first?
Yeah, it would hit them first and then the guy with the axe second.
Okay, well, perhaps then, Rook, as your arms are kind of held back, these guys have not considered your open palms as deadly weapons as they should have. Because as you kind of cross your hands, you know, and put your hands each facing back to back, you just blast these two guys in the face. And as you straighten out your palms again, you've now caught the three other guards in your cone of flame, and screams erupt. You are now not grappled?
Yeah.
Anything else in your move?
Well, I can still make another attack, and I can still move.
Right? Okay.
So that's the door there, right?
The one door to the south that a, you know, guard is just running past, you know, but the other guard has definitely turned around and seen what has happened as a couple of flecks of flame almost caught him. Yes, that's one doorway.
Okay, well, I'm going to run. I'm going to use my movement to run up to him. I want to go my full 30, which would put me right there. And as I run to him, I'm going to actually poison spray him, which I can do at will. So he's going to have to make a throw against my spell.
You want to do a poison spray?
Yeah.
And so how close have you moved to this guy with the sword, with the singed cloak?
Well, I'd keep within, I guess, I only need to be within 10 feet of him to spray him.
Okay, so within 10 feet, you burst away from these people who have you held. You're within 10 feet of this guy. He's going to roll against your spell DC. No way that's going to do it. 6 plus 2 is 8.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, no. So he's going to take 2 d12s of damage. So he's going to get D12. Okay, well, that's 14 total.
A spray of noxious poison here now joins your flame on this guy. And where'd you say you sprayed him?
Straight up, both the left, right nostril.
You will now, you know, find yourself certainly low on stamina, certainly still within inches of your life. But now in this room, hope as your foes burn.
And I'm going to be kind of right behind this guy here. So kind of as my last, I guess, last part of my move here, because I'm all kind of out. I'm going to yell to who I think is out there, which I believe to be Kaitoa and Beleg, and yell to them. And Kaitoa, I'm in here. Come for me. Sorry.
Hey.
All right. You three here to your left, immediately to your left, the voice of your traveling companion, Rook.
Rock! Sure. We're coming for you!
And that is where we will have to leave you until the next time on Dungeons and Blackguards.
Atreyu!
So, Mr. Beastlands, where is there a human in the loop here as you're procedurally generating these monster codexes? Or is there a human in the loop?
Currently, it goes through and tries to make a subset of monsters per, basically, type. So, and I can put that number to whatever I want, and then it evenly distributes all the monsters between challenge rating of 1/8 to 26.
Whoa.
And it tries to, like, hit, you know, gives an even distribution between all types and challenge ratings.
Are you the one who assembles them onto that nice visually pleasing PDF?
It actually just comes, like, after the generation, the PHP makes the PDF as well. So that's part of the generation, actually. And subdivide everything in there. And it's actually kind of interesting because it counts the character count on the page. And depending on the character count, it'll add the column or go to a new page and keeps doing that to try to make sure that, you know, words don't fall off the page.
And how can folks find you, view your work here, and do you have any upcoming announcements or deals that you'd like to share with the D&D Twitter and podcast realm?
Well, we do have the promotion that's going on with you and I. We're doing a giveaway, and people will be able to get free books that way. Otherwise, I have been known to have deals quite a bit.
Well, I'm on beastlands.com right now, and just looking at some of the example monsters, I mean, what drew me to this as a tool is the unexpected. You know, how do you challenge the veteran player? How do you combat white room theory with those players who sort of anticipate everything? Well, they've never run into, I'm going to try and pronounce this, a Ruohoxifiel, which is what you have here as one of your randomly generated characters. You look at this multi-attack. It's got claw, it's got bite, mind blast, spellcasting. And so you're saying you had no part in curating or creating this creature. It's as much a surprise to you as it is to me when I see these monsters.
Yep.
Amazing.
100%.
Indeed, that is why we are going to be offering to 10 of our listeners one of those sweet, sweet codes that you have bequeathed upon us blackguards. And so over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be heavily promoting that. And I just got to say again, thank you for inspiring homebrewers like me. Again, friends, listeners, and adventurers, if you're looking to expand on your toolbox, and you want descriptions, illustrations, abilities in a tight little package to make your life easier as a dungeon master, check out beastlands.com. And again, on Twitter, @beastlands with a Z. Mr. Beastlands, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
Have a wonderful evening. Thank you again.
You as well.
Cheers. Bye-bye.